Welcome to Rob's Random Stuff, the podcast where we talk about random stuff. And today we're talking about carbonated drinks.
Quite random, if you ask me.
I agree. So if you couldn't tell, carbonated drinks contain carbon dioxide and a colorless and tasteless gas that makes drinks fizzy. And fun fact, the fizziest of fizzy drinks will come in a tightly sealed container and will be really cold, making refrigerated aluminum cans the go-to filler for today's modern-day refrigerator.
What is a refrigerated aluminum can?
It's an aluminum can that's refrigerated.
Right, but the way that it's
like worded, cold.
It's like a refrigerated aluminum can.
Yeah, like a Sprite can in the fridge.
Yeah, but it sounds like the aluminum can is refrigerated.
Oh, like before they put the Sprite in there?
Right.
I suppose I could have worded that better.
Indeed.
That was loud. Okay, John, the story goes that carbonated water was first discovered by a dude named Joseph Priestley in England in 1767. Priestley described the, and I quote, peculiar satisfaction in a paper he wrote called Impregnating Water with Fixed Air, which I find most delightful. However, many people find this to be inaccurate due to one simple fact. Carbonated water can be found naturally. In fact, a lot of people speculate that the term seltzer water derives from the German town of Selters, known for its mineral springs, which was mentioned in 772 AD. Nevertheless, John is still going to tell me how you carbonated a beverage, regardless of its state of impregnation.
You want me to read here?
Yeah. Oh, how do I impregnate my beverages?
To be honest, I was waiting for the jogging section, and also I was doing some research on some topics. But anyways, the easiest way is to force CO2 into a container filled with your favorite drink of choice. There are lots of different tools you can use to do this, but the most popular are soda streams, which you can find for under $100, which is still kind of expensive in my opinion.
Yeah.
For these, you also have to buy CO2 refills like the ones that you put like in a BB gun, but those aren't as expensive.
I guess I should have mentioned that for $100, you get the soda stream and a couple CO2 cans, which will last a while.
Yeah, so they should last for a while as well, I would imagine.
Yeah. I have one of those.
Really?
Yeah.
To be honest, I want to use it.
Oh, you should.
We should make like a very custom soda.
Oh, yeah. I call it Sprite Dr. Pepper.
Mm. Yes. For this process, you could also use fermentation, which is what gives many alcoholic beverages their fizz. Add the right amount of yeast and sugar to this and seal it in an airtight container. And then as the yeasts munch on the sugars, they fart CO2, carbonating your delicious brew. Oh,
wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Oh, I'm waiting.
Oh, I don't have the sound on my soundboard.
Oh, the fart sound?
Yeah. I'll insert it in editing.
There's no two companies in the beginning.
There's what?
There's nothing. I'm just gonna start writing the jogging section.
Okay.
In 1786, a man who lived in Switzerland named Jacob Schweppes developed his own method to bottle carbonated mineral water and founded, you guessed it, the Schweppes Company, which I've actually heard of before. This guy also soon expanded his business from Switzerland all the way to England, where people used his drink to settle their upset stomachs. 87 long years later, Schweppes tonic water became available, and the company was forced to stop production during World War II. But by the end of the war, nobody wanted Schweppes tonic. Still, they surged on, and under the guidance of the St. Garland Advertising Agency, the catchphrase, "What you need is Schweppes servants," was created. They hung this on banners at the Victory Parade in London on June 8th of 1946, and then within 2 years, the drink was back on the shelves. Later on, the Bloxham agency took over the campaign and birthed a new monstrosity, Schweppeswire. Sounds very German, to be honest.
Indeed.
The campaign was drawn up to be a fancy county in Great Britain with its own language, a cast of characters, and even its own coat of arms. The commercials never once showed the product, but ran their catchphrase. Schweppeswirevrents last the whole drink, though, along with the bottom of the ad.
John, that says through.
What did I say?
You said though.
Oh, through, though, same thing.
Close enough.
Later on, they released six Schweppeswirevrents last... Wait. Later on, they released six ads per year for 14 years. A spinoff would soon be born called Schweppesylvania, which introduced British readers to life in America's 49th state and poked fun at everything that America had to offer, from cars to fat people. Woo! Schweppes would go on to merge, I assume. Schweppes would go on to merge with Cadbury in 1969, which you might know for their very popular Cadbury eggs. And later on, they would be broken up in 2008 into Keurig Dr. Pepper, and the Cadbury side of things was now part of Mondelez International. Just like all breakups, this one was complicated. In several European companies, Schweppes is owned by Coca-Cola, and in others, it's, well, just Schweppes.
Schweppes!
And in other, it is just Schweppes. And in the U.S. and Canada, it's owned by Keurig Dr. Pepper.
I may or may not have given you the Schweppes section just because of all the things you had to pronounce.
I think I did pretty well, to be honest.
Schweppeswirevrents.
Oh, also, I found it.
Oh!
Woohoo! Woohoo! Hooray!
Wait, play it again with nothing in the background so I can cut it.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Perfect. Meanwhile, in America, the second most vile substance known to man was created, second only to Dr. Pepper, of course. In 1901, the Cole Hampton Hatcher Grocery Store was established in Columbus, Georgia, and by 1903, the Hatcher family took sole ownership and renamed it to, you guessed it, the Hatcher Grocery Store. By this time, the popularity of soft drinks was skyrocketing, and the owners wanted in on the money. They decided to purchase a gigantic amount of Coca-Cola syrup to fill this need, but the Hatchers weren't happy. Unfortunately, they were cheapskates and wanted cheaper syrup, but Coca-Cola would not budge. From then on, the Hatchers vowed that they would never again buy Coca-Cola syrup. Later on, Hatcher launched the Union Bottling Works in his grocery store, creating Royal Crown Ginger Ale, followed by Royal Crown Strawberry and Royal Crown Root Beer. In 1907, they launched a cherry-flavored drink called Chero Cola, and thus renamed the company to Chero Cola. A while later, in 1924, they introduced a fruit-flavored drink called Nihi, and thus renamed the company to Nihi Incorporated. Finally, in 1933, Claude Hatcher died. Boo-hoo. A chemist by the name of Rufus Kahm perfected Chero Cola, and thus renamed the company to Royal Crown again, in order to launch their aforementioned vile substance, Royal Crown Cola. By 1950, RC Cola and Moon Pies were a popular lunch for the average working man in the southern United States, and by 1954, Royal Crown was the first company to sell their soft drinks in a can, and later, the first to sell their soft drinks in aluminum cans, which now are used almost exclusively to hold carbonated drinks. In the 1960s, they partnered with several pizzerias in Chicago, sending them a reliable and affordable size supply of quart-sized RC Cola bottles, popularizing the quart and liter-sized containers associated with pizza places today and making Chicago the number one market for RC Cola. In 1993, The company was bought by Triarch Companies Incorporated, and in 2000, Triarch Companies, and therefore Royal Crown, was acquired by none other than the Cadbury Schweppes Company. In 2001, all non-US RC businesses were sold to Cott Beverages of Canada.
What?
And they started operating as Royal Crown International, selling to Refresco in 2021 for $50 million. So I suppose, despite tasting horrible, RC Cola deserves credit for pioneering the industry on several occasions. And I like to highlight these two companies because, despite being very different companies, they're kind of strangely connected in the end and have cool stories.
Have you ever had a moon pie?
I think so.
So my grandfather told me one time that when he was little, he used to walk to the gas station during lunch, and he would pay like 25 cents, and they had a package where you could get an RC Cola and a moon pie.
Yo, really?
Yeah, so we should get both of those and try them. Dang. When I come to Chicago.
Honestly, in Chicago, it's RC Cola and a deep dish.
Really?
Yeah. Have you ever had an RC?
No. Is it good?
It's disgusting. Oh. It's the second most vile thing known to man.
What's
second only to Dr. Pepper, of course.
Oh, I love Dr. Pepper.
What?
You're fired. When we went to a restaurant, you got Dr. Pepper.
No, right? I didn't. That is a lie.
Somebody did.
Not me.
I think it was James, maybe.
Yeah.
It's actually really good, though.
John, we need to settle a debate right here, right now.
Okay.
Is it pop or soda?
Depends on where you're from.
No. There's only one answer. Is it pop or soda?
I mean, I call it soda, but everybody else around me calls it pop.
Oh, my gosh. As they should.
Bruh, that's like very country of you.
Everybody in Chicago calls it pop.
Really?
Yeah.
Bruh, that's kind of dumb, to be honest.
Honestly? Some people call it soda pop.
True.
I think they should be abolished.
I agree, to be honest. That's very Kringle of them. With a capital cry.
Oh, yes. I agree. That's all I've got for soda.
To be honest.
Oh, no! I just said soda. I meant pop. Oops. I meant carbonated beverages.
I'm working on something very important to send to you in a little bit.
Oh, I can't wait.
Same.
So that is I was going to say eight things and none of them came out. So that's all I've got for carbonated beverages. Do you have anything else?
No. No. I don't think so.
Your voice is very cracky today.
My voice is kind of hoarse for some reason.
Thanks for listening to Rob's Random Stuff. As always, you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. You can find us on the web at robsrandomstuff.com. And if you have any questions, go to robsrandomstuff.com and find a place to ask us a question.
You can also find us on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, and Facebook Discord too. And Twitter.
And Discord.